You all know that Ashley will pilot it.
Yes,
Joshua said.
Joshua?
Melvin shouted. But Joshua's neural mnemonics were already feeding him an alarm. The gravitonic distortion warning satellites were recording 9 large gaps in space being forcibly opened. 35,000 kilometers above Lalonde, the Void Hawks from Meredith Saldana's 7th Fleet Squadron had arrived. An electronic warfare technique that can knock out power circuits as well as processors? What the hell have we come up against? A single gleam of bright pale green light shone up into the lounge through the inspection window in the middle of the floor hatch. There was movement below.
Eric, what's happening?
Andre Duchon datavised. The channel to the lounge net processor was thick with interference. Eric's neural mnemonics had to run a discriminator program to make any sense of the captain's signal.
We're getting power dropouts all over the ship, Madeleine called.
Eric pushed off from the ladder and grasped the floor hatch's handle to steady himself. Very gingerly he edged his face over the 15-centimeter diameter window and directly into the beam of light. A second later he was airborne, arms and legs cycling madly as a twisted shout burst from his lips. He hit the ceiling, bounced, grabbed at the ladder as his body spasmed in reaction. Eric had looked into hell. It was occupied by goblin-esque figures with hideous bone faces, long, reedy limbs, large, arthritis-knobbed hands. They dressed in leather harnesses sewn together with gold rings, a dozen at least boiling out of the airlock tube, grinning with tiny pointed teeth. Three of them had clung to Bev, yellow talon fingers slashing rents in his ship suit. His head had been flung back, mouth open in black horror, as the abdominal gashes spewed entrail strands of translucent turquoise jelly, and suicide terror shone in his eyes.
"Did you see that?" Eric wailed.
"See what? Merde! The net is screwed. Our data buses are glitched. I'm losing all control."
"Dear God, they're Xenox! They're fucking Xenox!"
"Eric, enfant, dear child, calm down."
"They're killing him. They love it."
"Calm! You're an officer on my ship. Now, calm. Report."
"There's 12, 15 of them. Humanoid. They've got Bev. Oh, God, they're chopping him to pieces."
Eric shifted a stored sedative program into primary mode and immediately felt his breathing regularize. It seemed heartless, callous even, wrapping Bev's suffering away behind an artificial cliff of binary digits, but he needed to be calm. Bev would understand.
"Are they heavily armed?" Andre asked.
No visible weapons, but they must have something in the space plane, that light I saw." All 6 electronically operated bolts on the floor hatch thudded back together. The metallic bang rang clear across the lounge.
"God, Andre, they just cracked the hatch's codlock."
He stared at it, expecting the manual bolts to slide open.
"But none of the system's processors are working in that capsule."
"I know that, but they cracked it.
Can you get out of the lounge?"
Eric turned to the ceiling hatch and datavised the code at it. The bolts remained stubbornly in place.
"The hatch won't respond."
"Yet they can open it," Andre said.
"We can cut through it,"
Desmond Lafoe suggested.
"Our hatches and the capsule decking have a monobonded carbon layer sandwiched in," Eric replied.
"You'd never get a fission blade through that stuff."
"I can use a laser."
"That will allow them into the other capsules and the bridge," Andre said.
"I cannot permit that."
"Eric's trapped in there.
They will not take my ship."
"Andre," Madeleine said.
"No, Madeleine, Desmond, both of you into the lifeboats. I will stay. Eric, I am so sorry, but you understand, this is my ship."
Eric thumped the ladder, grazing his knuckles. This life support capsule's lifeboats were accessed from the lower deck.
"Sure, you murdering pirate bastard. What the fuck do you know about honor?"
Someone started hammering on the floor hatch.
"They'll be through soon," Eric thought, "monobonded carbon or not. Count on it."
"Call Smith for help," Desmond said. "Hell, he's got 5,000 troops on the general, armed and itching to kill."
"It will take time."
You got an alternative?